Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is a new project launched by some donors in the Republican Party. Keep a sharp eye out for them. It's called the America Project. It's all Trump loyalists. It's all people who adopt the big lie that the election was rigged in 2020. And disturbingly, they have started and funded a thing called Operation Eagle Wing. Operation Eagle Wing. Its intention, its mission, is to train right-wing activists in, quote, election integrity, end quote, quote, to how to expose, I'm reading, to expose shenanigans at the ballot box, end quote. It's a voter intimidation exercise to scare folks and stop them from voting physically on election day. This happened in Florida, in the Miami area, in the year 2000, when it was a very close election, remember? And somebody, they said, well, George Bush won the state of Florida, tens of many millions of votes, by 500 votes. A bunch of young men from around the country went in, from Utah, everywhere else. And they stood right next to these 80-year-old ladies counting and yelled at him and scared the hell out of him and got him to stop. That's what's going to go on. Law enforcement in many areas won't permit it, but in some cases, some law enforcement people are sympathetic to Trump. What form will this take? They're targeting 8 states, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. They're also targeting Texas and Florida that Trump won. But there are a lot of Democratic votes in both those states. And in the initial announcement, I did not see Wisconsin on there, but I suspect if they're doing Michigan and Pennsylvania, they are doing Wisconsin. What's going to happen is people are going to show up at the polls. They are going to say, I have a right to monitor. And they're going to stand some guy, you know, 6'4 with a beard and a tattoo, and a biker jacket is going to walk up to an 80-year-old woman in line, stand right next to her, and say things like, you know, you can't vote if you have a felony. Absurd, of course, this thing. And don't permit that. Keep an eye on that. Throw these animals out. One of the problems is that some states have already passed legislation enabling this. Texas has a law, believe it or not, that permits partisan activists to be right there at the polling place behind the desk and look down as everybody comes in to make sure that the ID is okay and all that. And it is a criminal offense to block, quote, block the line of sight of the partisan activist to one of the voters. People would be afraid to get up and go to the bathroom, get a cup of coffee. If you pass in the line of sight between one of these partisan activists, American Eagle, Operation Eagle Wing, American Project people, they'll claim, she blocked my sight. Now, are they going to be casually prosecuted? Certainly not in Republican areas. In Democratic areas and minority areas, they absolutely will be. And somebody will be made a test case, and people will succumb. Remember what I said. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Carl Sandburg poem, great American poet, he said, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one at a time, one decision at a time, one piece of freedom taken away, one right to vote taken away. Lawyers with gimlet eyes and thin briefcases sneak into a state. Legislators get gotten to, boss, they appoint the Gablemans. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
The subject you're talking about right now, the most important thing the Democrats could do is the voter bill. Without that, I don't know what's going to happen, but that's the first thing you've got to make sure everybody can go vote. But I took some time and listened to some Right Talk radio, and they certainly do not like the Democrats. But I wish the Democrats would talk about a few things that Biden has done. I think he's done a wonderful job. You know, Trump talked about infrastructure, but Biden got that done. And that's big, and you haven't even seen all the jobs that are going to be created because of that. And in fact, they're creating more jobs all the time in this country, which is totally awesome. And he also put together the coalition against the war Russia has against Ukraine, which was an awesome thing. You got all the NATO countries together, and also now you're going to have Sweden and Finland and NATO. That's a big deal. And Democrats don't talk about the job thing as much as they should. And also, he at least got a bipartisan gun bill through. I mean, that's a heck of a deal in itself. And, you know, Biden also cares about Social Security and Medicare. He wants to keep them private, which I just wish the Democrats would talk about more positives on Joe, because he's done a great job. And he also guided us through the pandemic. I mean, we were in a pretty tough shape there. And he just done a great job, and I wish they'd focus on that. But I think what you're talking about now is one of the biggest things. You have to have the right to vote, and you certainly can't have state legislatures determining the outcome of presidential elections. But, you know, Biden is not perfect, but he's done some really good things. Thanks, Matt. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, you know, you're making an excellent point, and that is the message from our radio to negative without emphasizing the positive. I like that. I think that's true. Biden is doing a very good job, and right-wing talk radio goes after him all the time. We go after Trump all the time, and Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy. So it's not like we're not getting a message out, but everybody is going to need some idea of the good. And let me tell you, unemployment is better. It's the lowest it's been since 1968, right? That's 54 years. Lowest it's been since 1968, number one. Number two, the money that was put in, the COVID relief was absolutely essential to keep our restaurants in business, small businesses in business, and keep people from being evicted. And Biden did the job. Number three, Trump tried to destroy NATO, attack NATO, was pro-Putin. Trump would meet with the Ruskies in the White House. He told them at one meeting after he fired Comey, he said, well, I've taken care of the Russia investigation. I fired Comey. He said this to the Ruskies, to the Russian mafia, and he didn't invite any Americans into the meeting. Trump was the tip of the spear of Russian intelligence. He's a traitor. He's on the take from the Russians. Biden put NATO back together and the EU. Biden put the mini NATO in the Pacific together, Japan, Australia, South Korea, New Zealand, Philippines, Vietnam, to contain the CHICOMs. Biden did this. Biden did this. Republican Party, starting with George W. Bush, wants to privatize Social Security, Medicare. They want Social Security to essentially be like a 401k account. You put your money in that, turn it over to Wall Street, to Goldman Sachs or Morgan. They'll take a 2% fee. They'll short things. They'll deal in swaptions. They'll deal in a subordinated tax exempt municipal put securities. And at the end of your life, you'll have half of what you started out with. That cannot be permitted to happen. They want to privatize Medicare. They want to simply give you an amount and you go to the private insurance market, who will cheat you. You ever try to get insurance to cover anything? You need a lawyer in the family. You cannot permit them to privatize Social Security and Medicare. So Biden stands tall. So, Paul, I'm going to put in a positive thing on Joe Biden each time. Thank you for that. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next before we go to the break. Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, thank you. It's pretty disturbing that these guys are going to be intimidate people at the polls. I mean, how close can these guys get to you, individual voters, that breathing down your neck? Because I don't feel comfortable with that, especially in days when, you know, what happens if we have another pandemic come out and that we need to be, have social distancing once again, and these guys can be down there breathing down your neck. What's to stop you from just stretching out your arms and just accidentally, you know, knocking your elbow into their nose? That because they're breathing down your neck, you didn't mean to hit them. You know that. And
you know, Mark, here's the deal: they're not going to breathe down your neck. They'll be afraid to do that. And you know, you're over in the Prairie du Sac. I mean, they're going to breathe down the necks of people in the inner city of Milwaukee. They're going to breathe down the necks of people in Philadelphia and Detroit and Atlanta. They're going to do it in Philadelphia, you know, the swing states, and they're going to scare people who can be scared. But you're right. You're absolutely right, Mark. Yeah. Okay, Mark, here's the deal. Thank you for that call. And on voter intimidation, there's a lot of ways to do it. But you know what they're doing. They're going to arrest people in Texas for blocking the line of sight from partisan observers. We can't have this. This is America. This is a moment of truth. The Republican Party, not all of it, not Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, but a lot of them have gone off the rails. They're part of the Trump cult, and Trump is subservient to Putin. He's pro-Russian. He's on the take from Russia. He was the tip of the spear of Russian intelligence. We cannot trust Trump to be back in the White House. We cannot trust Trump to be back in the White House because NATO will be... This